every Sunday, you need to get emotionally ready for the week. Reflect, reveal, learn, and grow. This is a moment of introspection.
Welcome back. Sunday, it is time for a moment of introspection. And, you know, in this episode, I don't know how much I've actually gone into, especially talking about 2020 and, you know, my exit from the special events industry and kind of the, I guess, the aftermath or the fallout from all that, that really happened to me, just as a person. And I won't go too far into it because it's a long story, but the special events industry, weddings, just dealing in that space was highly stressful, to say the least. Very stressful, a lot of stress. I honestly, there's times where I look back on that time. I mean, it was technically 10 years, but 8 of them was with me building this brand, and they were some of the hardest years of my life in so many ways. And I'm not saying every business is a walk in a park, but I think there's something different about special events. And, you know, I look at the challenge, like my challenges were very, very different than the challenges you see in the online space. Not to, you know, say that the online space is easy, because it certainly has its own sets of challenges, different. But, you know, when you're having to execute a service for $500,000 wedding, and you've got all this complex lighting, you have a team of people that you hope stay around and stick with you. You're dealing with the seasonality. You're dealing with just the volatility and scheduling, because, you know, every year I'd start off kind of looking down this black hole of like, I really don't know what's going to come in the door or when things are going to book. I just know something's going to come in. And that was kind of the thing, just focused on building your reputation, building your brand. And I did very well. Every year we grew. And last year was my exit. Thank goodness. I had like been fantasizing. It was December 2nd, 2020 is when I finally got out of that business. And I remember when I got out of it, I felt like that I got let out of prison. I don't know what prison feels like. I've never been to prison or jail. But I would imagine that was probably a close feeling. The feeling was freedom. I felt free. I felt liberated. And even though it wasn't the sale that I was hoping for, the pandemic certainly did a number on my valuation, being in the special events industry, as you could imagine. But it was liberating, and it was nice, and I felt like I escaped this entrepreneur trap. So I wanted to take this moment of introspection to kind of talk about, you know, what this really did to me. Because like last year was also, and really not just last year, but even in 2019, I've been kind of thinking about what's the next chapter in my business. What is that next chapter? And it's been a hard decision for me. It's really been tough. I've had so many pivots. From, you know, trying to, I mean, just with some stuff, I'm almost like embarrassed to even talk about, because it was just ridiculous ideas. And, but you know, hey, it happens. Like it's not really a ridiculous idea, I guess. You know, the more I think about it, it's not that ridiculous of an idea, but you know, looking back on it, like if you don't really know what the problem is that you solve and who you're solving it for, you don't really, it's going to be, how are you going to grow a business, right? Like you gotta have that figured out. And I was so distracted by avoiding falling back into the entrepreneur trap, like I did with special events, that I kind of missed that whole point. And I was so concerned. I was like really, really careful. And then on the brink of selling, I kind of went the other direction. And that's when I had partnered with the branding firm with Carrie. And Carrie's great. You know, I've got, you know, good things to say about Carrie. I think she's, but you know, it was a partnership that we got involved in. And I realized like there was like creative service provider PTSD kicking in pretty hard. And I saw myself going back to that entrepreneur trap. So I got out of it. And what I'm doing now in podcasting, and I really feel at home here. and it feels more aligned now than ever before. Like nothing, all these other things I've been pursuing, you know, not so much. And I still got growth. I mean, it's still very much so a new venture. And, but I believe this one's here to stay. I really, truly do believe this one's here to stay. But I think it's, and I want to kind of like speak to that a little bit, because why would it not be here to stay? That could be a question you ask yourself. Why would it not be here to stay? And for me, the thing that would really typically lead to the pivot, it was never so much a lack of getting traction in a business. I think that's something like, if I can get really focused on something, I can get traction in business. I don't worry about that. What I was worried about was getting sucked into a business that makes me feel trapped and puts me back into that really dark place that I just left. I did not want to go back to that dark place. And I think there's this perception of entrepreneurship that it's like everything is roses and sunshine and you live your best life and it's freedom. And it's like, actually, it can be the complete opposite of that. In fact, it can be more imprisoning, or it can be, feel like more of an imprisonment if you didn't like a 9-to-5 job. And there were definitely times when I was in my lighting business where I'm like, a 9-to-5 job actually seems like a better deal right now. And definitely feels like a better deal right now. As far as like the whole thought of being trapped, I mean, it was pretty bad and very stressful on so many levels. And the thing about it is like with a business, this thing, difference between a business and 9-to-5, if you don't like your 9-to-5 job, you can just quit. You can just quit. Like you can quit and go work somewhere else. Go find another job, right? There's a lot of jobs. I mean, I know the job market can be hit or miss, but you can just quit and go find another job. That's it. That's how you get out. That's how you exit. You go in and say, I'm not working here anymore. And you put in your notice and you leave. It's not like that with a business. You can't just quit. You know, I had an asset that I had to sell or liquidate or do something with, right? That was attached to me. There was debt attached to it. I mean, it was a highly capital intensive business. This isn't like, you know, the online, you know, I've got some digital products, like practically no overhead kind of a thing. Like this was, you know, 4,000 square foot warehouse filled with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of lighting and equipment, a whole team, furniture, fixtures. You know, there was a lot of that, you know, established. And so I just remember thinking about the exit and thinking about, well, if I want to get out of this, I can't just quit. I've got to sell. I got to leave. And the process of me selling and exiting was so grueling. I mean, I spent a couple years on an exit strategy that when I got out, I had this like very reactive state of what was the next thing to get involved in. So I want to leave you with something here of value. And I don't want to take too much time on this episode because I think, you know, the entrepreneur trap, I think, you know, I can beat a dead horse here. The fact of the matter is that first you need to understand that business is not always roses and sunshine. There can be a dark side of it. And what will put you in that dark side is if you get stuck and if you go about it for the wrong reasons. Like I went into special events because of money. Like it had nothing to do with anything I was really, I mean, I became passionate about it because I was winning in business, but it wasn't like, I just had this desire to do lighting for events and weddings. It was exciting because I was winning in business. That was it. So there wasn't really a deep connection with it. So going through the hard times, I really, in a lot of ways, had to fake it till I made it kind of approach, which that's a whole nother discussion. But I mean, I had to really just force myself to be happy and be passionate about it because that's the only way through, right? The only way to get to the other side is just barrel through it. And, you know, if you're not happy, you better put a smile on that face and get happy because you've got to make this work. You got a family, you got bills, you got all this stuff. You got to keep this asset alive. And you know, plus there was, it wasn't like, especially in the beginning years as it was growing, man, it was tough. I didn't come from, you know, like this rich family who could just give me tons and tons of money, you know, to like, it's like I had to bootstrap this thing. I had to go out and and figure out ways to finance it. I mean, it was very capital intensive. And so for a while, for several years, it was tough, you know, really tough. I mean, there were definitely months where I wasn't paying myself and working to the bone and stressed, and it was really tough. So it put me in a dark place. And going into this next venture, I remember I made this promise to myself that I would not do that again. I would not put myself in this dark place. And so that's why I've been so selective. That's why I pivoted so many times, because I get into something, and this is what's going on. I'll tell you why the pivots happen, because this is what I want to make clear to you, why the pivots are happening and why they've happened so many times. I don't know how many different little business plans or ideas, probably four or five in the past year. It's been a lot. Trying to find, like, what's the next thing for me? What's my purpose? And what I would think about is the commitment. I didn't think about that with the first business. I didn't really think about the commitment. I'm very in tune to what's the commitment with this one, more so than ever. And the thing is, with the commitment to, with my commitment to this, to these businesses, I would try to find alignment, right? Am I aligned with this commitment? And one of the things that I had promised myself, and I almost went into that world thinking that maybe it was a limiting belief and I was just being reactive, was being a creative service provider. It's like, I don't want to be a creative service provider. It's not something I want to do. Like, that's, that whole area is what put me in a dark place. I have to force myself. Like, think about this thing. So think about what are commitments that you take on where you have to force yourself to do it. And if you're taking on those types of commitments where you feel like it's forced activity, and it's not something you wake up and you just look forward to doing it, and it's like, I can't wait to pick it up. Like, that's how it should be. Like, you should be excited to pick up the work. If you're forcing yourself to do the work, you're gonna go into that dark place. So don't do that. Like, make sure it's something you really truly love to do. And so when I would go into these different, I guess, models of business and things I would explore, I would think that this is what I would love to do. And then I would get into it and I'd be like, I feel that I'm forcing myself more now than ever. Now, with podcasting, the reason I'm so optimistic with podcasting and what I'm doing in podcasting the stick is because I don't have to force myself at all to do this work. I wake up, like, I eat, sleep, and drink this stuff. I love it. I love the process. I love the connection. I love how it's used as a tool, the asset it becomes for your business. I firmly believe in it. I think it's the most powerful asset that somebody can have, especially if it's an online business. I don't even think there's a close second, my opinion. You know, maybe I'm a little biased, but I've got my reasons. And it makes me excited. And I can't wait to get started and work on it. And I geek out of it every day. And it's lasted for really since last fall is when I kind of made the decision to really start diving into it. Even though there was a period where I was, you know, partnered up with Carrie, I was still very much so like into the podcasting stuff. And so it stuck with me. And when things stick with you, when commitments stick with you for a period of time, there's something there that you should probably explore, because there's probably, you know, there's probably opportunity in how you can monetize it somewhere in there. But the really important thing is that clearly it's something you love. And when it's something you love, you're less likely to fall in an entrepreneur trap, which for those who are still new to business and you haven't gotten started, you need to understand it's a real thing. You know, the entrepreneur trap does exist, and you can go into a very dark place. So hopefully this episode gives you the compass to avoid going into that dark place. And you're going to more of a place of light, a place that brings, you know, happiness to your life and fulfillment and joy. And it doesn't even feel like work. It's just something you just love to do, and you're able to make a successful living out of it and provide and do the things that you want to do. So, that's today's moment of introspection. And as you move through the week, think about those commitments and think about your relationship and your alignment with those commitments, and think about what that looks like as far as, is it forced? Is it something that's natural? Do you gravitate towards it? Happy Sunday. I will see you tomorrow, and we will kick off this week with a bang. Have a great day. See you later.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.